morning. My guest this morning is Darren Lashelle, who is content manager for TV and radio and all of the things that we actually produce here on KRCB. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Roland. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Listen, what I have been told to ask you about is end-of-year giving and how important that is for a radio station like this that depends so much on gifts from its listeners.
It is. It is very important. I mean, as listeners know, they hear the pledge drives three times a year here on Radio 91. And we also ask for end-of-year gifts. And the reason we do that is because for a lot of folks, it's a really smart way to give. Because, you know, it's tax deductible, and we want to remind people that, you know, when you're thinking about your taxes in April, now's the time to act on that, and you can take advantage of that by making a gift to KRCB.
What kinds of stuff have you done through the year at the station here that is the sort of thing that people will think about when they think about giving to KRCB?
Absolutely. One initiative that we're doing that folks have probably heard is North Bay Bountiful. And North Bay Bountiful, basically we say celebrate, cultivate, connect. So what we're doing is we're bringing people together, you know, in a joyful way to explore water conservation, talk about land preservation, agriculture, the environment in general. And over the past year, you know, we've created 100 learning videos online.
Wow.
About these issues. We've worked with partners all over the Tri-County area, Sonoma, Napa, and Marin. We do a weekly radio calendar here on Radio 91 on Fridays during Morning Edition and All Things Considered, where we tell people what's coming up in the agricultural community and in the environmental community, and also tell them which farmers markets are open on which days.
Oh, very good. That
is good. Because that can be confusing, especially you know, in the wintertime when so few of them are open.
Also, I see a category called Health Connections.
Yeah, Health Connections, this is our third year working on that. And what we're doing in partnership with the county and others is talking about health in a much broader way. So we're not talking about doctor visits and the disease of the week kind of thing.
Right.
What we're talking about is health disparity. So where you live, your income, your education level, all of these play a fundamental factor, you know, in the health of an individual and a neighborhood. And so we're looking with partners around the county of how can we change that? How can we increase education? How can we make neighborhoods more livable? And that leads to greater health for everyone.
And then, of course, music. I see a lot of that coming in and out of this room and and on the air and so on.
I mean, in the past year, we have had some wonderful local music profiled here on Radio 91. And, you know, with the leadership of the staff here at the radio station, we've been able to also take those interviews that, you know, Brian and Doug do here on the radio. Every week you hear them. And I mean, just looking back at 2016, I mean, Brian interviewed Amanda Shires and the T-Sisters, the Mother Hips. They performed on his show. Doug talked to, you know, Odd Job Ensemble and Jen Tucker, Orchid Killers. I mean, some really great bands. And a lot of folks may not have heard of them. And so we bring those folks to the airwaves on radio. And then we're also recording those performances on camera, and then we're putting them on our YouTube channel so that people can see these folks too, as well as listen to them.
Isn't it funny? Every radio station I've ever worked for, this is the case. You can be at a radio station for years and not know half the things that people right in the station do every day of the week.
It's true. I mean, folks really make things happen here. And, you know, the hosts that we have on air and folks like yourself, I mean, they're bringing new voices to the airwaves all year long. And we want that to continue in the future. And I think that's why, you know, end-of-year giving or year-end giving and tax-deductible giving here in December, you know, is important to KRCB because what you've heard all year is a great example
of
what we can continue to do with you and for you, you know, if you get a hold of us.
Well, let's tell people right now that if you are wondering how to go about making this end of the year gift and what you do and so on, it's easy. Either telephone 584-2020, that's our main line, tell them what you're calling about, or go online to krcb.org/donate. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping on listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.